Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I think he's right. He says the end of time.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was. Let's get this out of here. Here. Woo-hoo, love this music. Because we're not playing this. Woo!
On earth, holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible, start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead.
We can't give up. Nope. We're not gonna give in. Nope. So God blesses America again. Hey there. Welcome to the straight edition of Yasha Prayer Force. We really need God to bless America again. That's from James Payne. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a big point. We've got so many things going on, and this is a joyful time. We are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who was sent here, as John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that so whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I'm a whosoever. Are you a whosoever? But see, it was because of love, and we are celebrating a season of love. But with great love also comes great responsibility and great truth. Because truth is love. To tell someone the truth, truth is a loving thing. And we need truth in this country. You know, I'm going to read something. I got something today, and it's old school, and it's the cutest little thing. And it says, children learn what they live. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Sorry. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. And if a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. We've got to get back to our founding principles. This thing is so old. It's probably from the maybe 60s, 50s. Yeah, but those words are timeless truths. And the truth is the highest vibe for love. Love is the highest vibe, actually. Father God, we come to you today. We trust in you today. We trust in you as Proverbs 3:5 says, with all of our heart, we lean not unto our own understanding. In all of our ways, we will acknowledge you, Lord, and you will direct our paths. Lord, that's what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Your word tells us this, God. So we have to trust you. We have to trust that you know the beginning from the end. But we need to pray. We need to do our due diligence in praying like we've never prayed before. We're coming to this holiday time. I wonder how many people are going to have to be alone because of this crisis, purported crisis. I don't know. I got a book here. John Ortberg, Living the God Life. Yeah, let's live the God life. The good life, it really is. And it's about love. We love because he first loved us. Love is all around. Living in God's love requires new eyes. We must learn to continually see God's grace at work all around us. God loves us. He sent his son for us. Love, warm personal attachment or deep affection for another person. Unconditional love is to love no matter what. Grace is God doing in for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We are the beloved of God. Our scripture tells us how great is the love of the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. We have to remember who we are. We've got to pray. We've got to pray and have that relationship. Here, Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor heights nor depths nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have known and believed the love of God has for us. 1 John 4:16. We are loved. We are God's beloved. He created us for his glory. Love is why God created us in the first place. See, God created everything freely, not out of necessity. It's a very important idea. It means that God did not make us because he was bored, lonely, or had run out of things to do. God did not create us out of need. He created us out of love. Here's from C.S. Lewis. God, who needs nothing, loves into existence holy, superfluous creatures in order that he may love and perfect them. Ah, yes. Perfection. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect. We are drawn to God to be perfected, to be more holy, to be more like him. We are blessed and highly favored. We are children of the Most High God. We have to receive these blessings. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember, like Dr. Charles Stanley says, fight all of our battles on our knees and we will win. We need to give it all to him. We have to remember, as it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God will answer our prayers. We need to pray without ceasing, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And we've got to pray like we've never prayed before. We have to pray for truth, and we have to pray for justice. We have to pray for peace on earth. We have to pray for wisdom, discernment, and love. We have to love each other, and we have to be that change. We have to be the people that are that change. Go open the door for someone. Go help someone get their groceries in the car. Make sure you put your mask on. Check with them first. People can get a little crazy these days because of social distancing. Go buy a meal for a family. Friends, this is Yasha Prayer Force. I'm Carol Ann Parisi. And I want to thank you for joining me today. I don't know if I'm going to do a long show. I'm just... You know, with the holidays coming around, like everybody else, you get Mach 10 and you get a little crazy. But we also have to take some time and just breathe and remember who we are, remember whose we are. We have to remember that God created us. He's given us inner strength into it. God, we hope to thank you and praise you for everything. And we need to look for miracles in everything. I was talking in the wrong end of my phone, so Talk about a moron. Oy, oy, oy. I don't even know if you're going to be able to hear me. Oh, Lord. It's because I had the song on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, I hope I'm not getting senile. I'm just kidding. Anyway, this is Yasha Prayer Force. We did a little bit of things today. We need to have joy to the world because the Lord is going to come. Jesus already came. He came to save us. He's coming back again, probably to save us from ourselves again. We have to look and see what's going on. Let's start by being the change in ourselves. Let's start with our kids. Our kids are our future. We have to teach them the right way, but not this new way. Friends, be awake, be aware. Seek courage, strength through him. Seek the truth. Pray like you've never prayed before. Fight like you're soldiers in a war. Let's play this song again. And on the other side of the song, we'll do some more scripture and some more words of God's wisdom of his word. Here we go.
There's a man down on the church.
Have no idea. You know, today is the day of interestingness, I guess. An interesting day. So I think what we're going to do is call this show a wrap. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your protection and provision. God, please bring truth into our lives. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus. We ask that you lead, guide, touch us in all that we do. Keep your hand of protection and provision on our country, on our president, on our families. God, expose the truth from beginning to end. God, we seek your infinite wisdom in all things. We hope to honor you and glorify you. In this, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless America again. And I'm going to cut this thing short today. So be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. And we're going to try this God bless America again and see what happens. It's been a weird, wonky day. Here we go.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Cause it's the end of time. Saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town telling how some madman shot innocent people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible. Start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't hear the love. We can't hear it. Till God bless this America again. I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson would say if he could come back from the grave and talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God be the words he cried? All of this low living comes with a high cost. And America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray we gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't give up. We can't give in. Till God bless this America. It's time to put the Ten Commandments back on the courthouse plate. God's words are back in our schools, open every day with prayer. Let all the preachers start preaching against me. Maybe this is God bless America. Maybe this God bless America.
There we go. What do you think about that? That's James Payne. God bless America again. What do you think about putting prayer back in school? Our kids are going to be so so challenged if we don't get back to these principles. Remember, children learn what they live. If they learn to hate their country, how are they going to even have one? If they learn they might boy or a girl, they could choose. How are they going to make good decisions when they don't have that knowledge? Come on, man. If they learn that you could cheat in an election, why bother to vote? God, please bless America again. We still have to trust in God. We will trust in God. Like Proverbs 3:5 says, and we just have to do our best, let God do the rest. Again, peace, love, empowerment, wisdom, discernment, and freedom. And be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. I know it's kind of a wonky day. This is Awaken America's Yasha Prayer Force. We'll do this again. I don't know if I'm going to schedule anything for next week, because there's so much going on right now. Two girls tomorrow. Don't know. Going to kind of just let the studio be the studio for a while. Have a very Merry Christmas if we don't catch you before then. We'll be back before the new year. 2021, I got some ideas. All right, talk to you later. Remember, 2020 was the year of vision. 2021, we got revision. It's time to have some revision, okay? Yeah. Re-up that vision. Love y'all. God, be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. Don't give up, don't give in. Keep praying. We're stronger when we fight our battles on our knees. Here's some beautiful music to check out with.